It's sports time, ladies and gentlemen. Let's bring in Mr. Sports with a C, Mike Kazi. Good morning, Mike. How are you this morning?
Right.
I couldn't hear you there the first time.
I said, screw them, play the music.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play the music, and then we're just not going to rebroadcast it for later on. You know what? I'm tired of arguing. Mike, we literally pay, probably, just to play the music rights for BMI, ASCAP, all these music agencies through a special arrangement we have through NPR. We literally pay $10,000 to $20,000 for the right to play music and stream music. And we're just a small little station.
Mm-hmm.
And for them to tell us that we can't play it on Facebook and then record it and leave it up on Facebook, where they mute it out, the heck with it. You know, we're not going to deal with it anymore.
Yeah, Facebook stinks, man. I try to play music for kids in the school, and it's all canceled out.
Yeah, you can't play music anymore.
That just recently happened a few months ago.
Yeah, if we wouldn't pay so much money in fees, I guess I wouldn't be upset. But geez, you know, that type of money—that's $2,000 to $3,000. That could hire an employee.
Or if anybody just said for a month you're not going to take it and let them stick it, they changed their tune.
Anyways, so enough of that. So how do we do on our picks?
I did great. You didn't do so good.
How did I do?
You had the Saints, so you got that one.
Yeah.
You had New England, so you lost on the last play of the game. And you had the Rams, who got beat. So you went 1-2 over the weekend. With the Tennessee win on Thursday, you went 2-2. And I had Kansas City, New Orleans, and San Diego, so I went 3-0.
All right. Even though I lost the pick, how good did it feel to see that happen?
What, the Miami game?
Yeah, how good did it feel? Yeah, normally that's something the Giants or the Jets would do. It's just nice to see New England do something goofy every once in a while.
That whole game was screwed up. There was a track meet early in the game. I think it was 24-23 or something like that at halftime. They were scoring like on every possession of the game. Then the second half went dead, and something that should have never happened. With Miami scoring in that last play.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of good to see the Patriots get beat that way.
To make a mistake, the infallible teams to make a mistake, and they played for the home run pass. That's what they thought they were going to get, and they put everybody back, and it just didn't work out. Well, anyway, so
problem? The guy couldn't throw the ball that far.
Yeah, that's what but I was listening to the announcers. One time, the announcers were right. They couldn't understand that because they were like 70 yards away.
Yeah.
So that's that. And the Giants, well, you knew they were going to win because what's his name was a quarterback.
Santino was the quarterback.
Man. But the Redskins when they were 6-3 or 6-4.
Yeah, but you can't say they're swooning. I mean, their quarterback got hurt.
Oh, they were injured. They got injuries. They got terrible.
The second quarterback got hurt.
Yeah, and the injuries. There's no doubt about it. It's just amazing what can happen in the course of a matter of two or three weeks in the NFL. It is.
Yeah, 1 week.
And look at the Cowboys and Eagles. Even I mean, that was a close game. This division is not that good of a division.
Let me tell you something. That game was a good game. It was boring until the fourth quarter. He went berserk. But the officiating in the NFL, it just is so awful. The one touchdown where the tight end caught the ball, and I think he ran like 60, 70 yards with it.
Yeah.
The defender's standing in front of you, and you make contact within 5 yards of scrimmage, and he hits you in the chin with his helmet, and then you catch the ball and you get popped in the chin with another helmet, and then your helmet comes off and you're landing in the end zone. And they call pass interference on the offense? Oh, my God. That was awful. And then on an ensuing play, the Cowboys come in and converge on the quarterback, and the defensive lineman's going down, and he grabs his leg to tackle him, and you get called for
hitting low.
Roughing the quarterback.
Hitting too low.
What are you supposed to do?
Well, that's the whole thing. That you can get called for hitting too low, and you get called for hitting too high.
You get called as an offensive player for a defenseman standing in your path at the line of scrimmage. You get called for offensive interference, and then a lineman gets called for making a tackle. Come, are you kidding me? What is this?
Yeah.
It's an absolute joke.
All right, now Pittsburgh's now 7-5-1. They're just falling by the wayside.
Yeah, they've been playing bad for a month.
Yeah,
they've been playing bad for a month. I mean, now you go to L.A. and you lose to the Raiders, and you come. Roethlisberger comes in late in the game, scores a touchdown. You go up 21-17. Yay, the Steelers are going to win, and the Oakland Raiders go right down the field on you. Oof.
Yeah.
Terrible. Absolutely terrible. Everybody's saying how good Denver's playing. They go to San Francisco and basically get destroyed. I mean, the score of the game wasn't indicative of how bad they got manhandled. That was another one. Some crazy stuff going on in the NFL. As usual, business as usual.
There's just a bunch of mediocre teams, I'll tell you that. There's a bunch of mediocre teams.
The Bengals go to Los Angeles to play the Chargers, and these are the Bengals who got lambasted at home by the Browns 2 or 3 weeks ago. And they go to the Chargers and they give them everything they can handle. The Chargers win by 5.
Yeah.
No, it's, you can't tell me this isn't the days of our lives.
It's interesting because all you can say. All right, well, where else do we want to go in sports here?
I went to the Garden Saturday to see Kentucky play Seton Hall.
How'd you like it?
The Garden's amazing. There's a screen on the scoreboard.
Yeah.
It's better than my television. Well, it don't have to be much to be better than my television at home, but it's an amazing video screen.
So
it's so clear, and it's just unbelievable.
So that's the first time you've been there since they did all the renovations then?
I think that's the first time I've been there since watching Pernell Whitaker fight or seeing Billy Joel on the Millennium New Year's Eve.
Okay, about 5 years ago they couldn't.
It's been a while.
About 5 years ago, it was 6 years ago they started it, and then I think about 3 years ago they finished the renovations.
Yeah, it's nice, but boy, you pay for the renovation.
Yeah.
12-ounce beer, Marshall, take a guess.
$6.
Try $13.50.
Oh my God, $1 an ounce.
$13.50 for a beer, $7 and change for a hot dog.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And the tickets are as expensive as can be too. But it was a good game, like I said. It was a comedy of errors in the first half. The second half more than made up for it. Seton Hall took the lead with 1.1 seconds left in the game, and then Kentucky made a half-court shot to go to overtime, and Seton Hall beat them in overtime. So a big loss for Kentucky, a big win for Seton Hall. And watching Kentucky play, their offense is terrible. There's perimeter passing. They don't run any plays. They had 9 seconds left in the overtime after Seton Hall took the lead. Didn't call timeout to set a play. Calipari just let them come down and do whatever they wanted to do, and it looked like a clustered fire drill. Nobody knew where they were going. Nobody knew what they were doing. So Kentucky has a lot of growing to go up. But P.J. Washington and his kid Powell from Seton Hall basically dominated the game in overtime and in the second half. And P.J. Washington's supposed to be a first-round draft pick for Kentucky, and you could see why he's going to be this year. So a big win for Seton Hall and another bad loss for Kentucky. They played two good teams this year and lost both games.
All right. What else? Anything else in sports?
What else?
I don't think so.
I don't know. The Devils lost in overtime yesterday. It's funny how the Garden, my cousin's a security guard there. He's a boss. And they had the Kentucky game going on at noon. Then they had boxing in the theater, I think, at 6 or 7, and the Knicks played in the Garden that night.
That's amazing.
Talk about a money-making organization.
And it's amazing how they turn around all that stuff. It really is. You can imagine the staff that they have. It's people don't realize that. That's one thing I'll say. I mean that's why you pay 13 something. But because they have
a lot of people working there.
Yeah, and there's a lot of people working there. They got to maintain it. But still, that's a lot for beer.
Yeah.
Better be the best.
You're telling me.
It's
nice. It's a nice place. It's really nice. I mean, comparing that to where the Devils play in Newark, which is the only other thing I got to compare it to, it's like night and day.
Well,
it's like night and day. It puts Newark to shame.
For $1 an ounce for beer, it better be the best damn cold beer I've ever had in my life.
They should be blowing you kisses when you're buying a beer.
That's exactly right. I'll check with you tomorrow.
We got a pick tonight.
Oh, that's right. Who's playing tonight?
Who is playing tonight? Okay. Seattle and who are they playing? I don't know.
Where's the game? What are we doing? Do we even know where it is?
Seattle's playing Minnesota at Seattle.
Seattle.
Ditto.
All right. We both got Seattle.
Yep.
All right. Even though I hate what's his name, I'll pick him anyway.
Yeah. You got to take who you think's going to win.
Yep. All right. I'll check with you mañana.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Causey with the Check on Sports this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.